Sitter time is 7:51 and the fourth Thursday of each month, joined by State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich. Representative Arora, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning to you, Tony, and thanks for having me, and good morning to all your listeners.
All right, and we're going to talk about constituents' concerns, storm preparedness being one of those. Tell us about that.
Yes, yeah, so in the recent weather events, especially in September and even last earlier this week, I think there's a lot of concern that the intensity of rain is getting to a point where the number of neighborhoods around town which are getting more exposed to either flooding or other kinds of concerns. So that's one of the things, both the town as well as the state level, we're trying to make sure that that due amount of resources are provided, or at least we study what infrastructure changes we might need. And as you may know, the governor has requested a declaration for disaster for Ida, and this is in September 2nd or September 1st, which happened, the remnants of Ida. And if that declaration is accepted by the federal government, by the president, then a number of FEMA programs will be able to reimburse the expenses that might have been incurred by residents during that storm.
We spoke with Congressman Himes last Friday. He said it might be pending, but I guess nothing yet from FEMA or from the president to bring some help here.
Yes. So the timeline is something like this: that on Monday, our governor filed the request to the president. So I would expect any time now that the request should be most likely accepted, because typically the governor and the state, when they work with FEMA to make that request, you would expect that to go through. But, you know, we're all in wait mode, and many of our residents who really have taken on quite some cost are really looking forward or are awaiting it.
All right. Another concern for everybody, gas prices are up, home heating oil probably be up for this winter. So energy prices is a big concern, right?
Yes, that's a very big concern, Tony, here, because other than the gasoline prices at the pump, the natural gas prices in the markets have really gone up. And we got a preview from Eversource that they are expecting both natural gas delivered prices at home, as well as power prices for the next year, to go up by a good number. And that's something which we just heard, and it's quite bothersome. We're going to take it up with the Department of Energy in the state level, PURA, as well as Eversource, to see how these increases have to be kept in check, because we do have Millstone, which is a nuclear plant, and it doesn't rely on natural gas. But it also tells us about lack of strategy here for our energy supply, where, such changes can really make it very difficult for our consumers. But this is kind of an advance alert. We're going to work on it to make sure that these things are contained. These increases are small, if any, but nevertheless, this is coming down, and this is a concern. Which we already are kind of a red flag up coming up.
Speaking with State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich here on WGCH, let's talk about the upcoming session for the new session for the year, and along with that, maybe some of your priorities.
Yes, so it's a little early, but I appreciate you bringing this up, because as you know, in Connecticut, we are a part-time legislator. And we're going to get started in February this year, in the next year session. So February 9th is likely the day we start, and we go for 3 months, February, Feb, March, and April. So it's going to go from 9th of Feb to, let's say, early May. And initially, it's going to be all the committee meetings. So right now, what we are doing as your legislators, or as your state legislators, is doing the spade work, doing the groundwork on all the ideas and the bills which could come up. Now, being in the minority party, we have a different kind of role, but nevertheless, we provide a lot of ideas to the chairs, both on energy. I'm on the energy committee, I'm the ranking on the labor committee, and I'm on the human services committee. And in all of those three areas, I am kind of looking through stuff, work which we had done but did not go through, or ideas which I think are going to make a difference. And my focus is certainly going to be on energy, to make energy prices more affordable, as well as more reliable and more green, all of the three. But primarily, that our energy prices are too high, and we need to reverse that trend.
All right. And finally, Election Day is next Tuesday. You're not running for re-election. First time in a while you haven't been running for...
Yes, I have been on the ballot every year, but not this time.
Right.
But I do suggest, that everybody... go out to vote on November 2nd, next Tuesday. Municipal elections, we always have lower turnout, and so it's still more important. These are very important elections, and everybody should basically cast their vote. And, for those who don't know, the absentee process is available, so just in case somebody is not going to be in town or does not feel comfortable because of COVID reasons, they can go right now to the town hall and cast their vote through an absentee process.
All right, fantastic. State Representative Harry Rohr, thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you. It's always great to be with you.
All right, that's State Representative Harry Rohr of Greenwich. Joins me on the fourth Thursday of each month. Next Thursday will be the first Thursday, and that will be State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich.